When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Jake Paul versus Iron Mike messy. Tyson. Is he still Iron? Do we still use it?
Yeah.
Nah, he's not Iron.
Yeah, he's a bit wooden. He's walking with a cane allegedly 2 years ago. And you know what? Just first off, what were your first feelings? Because I think we were all in shock, man.
Man, I was like, when I saw it, I was like, nah. I was like, this ain't real. I have to go to the pages and check if they posted it. And then when I saw it official, Netflix, I was like, what?
Yep.
Like, it's just, I was thrown off. He got me. Jake got me.
No, there was a little bit of credit too for that. Like, how the fuck you kept this secret?
Yeah.
It's mental.
It's mad. And then you achieve it. And the way they're fighting Cowboy Stadium, that's a serious venue.
Yeah.
That is a serious venue.
That was where Billy Joe Saunders fought Canelo.
Before I criticize it and like say the bad things about it, I will give Jake Paul credit for one thing, right? For watching him fighting fucking Deji.
Yeah.
To then seeing this poster come up and being like, mate, you're fucking fighting Mike Tyson now. Like, as much as I don't agree with it, I have to give almost credit to the levels of like, you're literally going to step foot in the ring with one of the two most famous boxers of all time. Like, for that, you've done something.
Yeah,
I can't take that away from
him.
See, the thing is, the way I look at it is like, Jake Paul is a mastermind. He knows how to go viral.
Yep.
He knows how to make things viral.
Yep.
But he wants to make Mike Tyson's death viral.
Yeah.
He wants to kill Uncle Mike.
Yeah, he does. Like, he'll get a through out of it. Yeah, he'll get
a through out of it.
Yeah.
I remember that. It meant a lot to you and it meant a lot to your family and your dad as well.
For sure.
How was he when you met him? In terms of like when you're looking at this guy and you think of Mike Prime tonight now, how was he age-wise? How did it feel meeting him?
It was a mad experience. He was very calm. Very calm. Just in his own zone, sort of. I was hitting the heavy bag, asked him, like, what does each number mean? He broke it down, like, chill, very chill. Asked me where I'm from in London, where he's been to in London. Just normal conversation. There's no anger.
Age-wise, though, you know when you meet a guy and you have the...
But he's still...
Some people are frozen in time where they're always young and then you meet them and you're like, actually, you're kind of
old. He's still got the energy, like, I can fuck you up.
Yeah.
Like, it's still, he's still built in that way.
He's older than my mum. He's the same age as Jake Paul's mum and dad. That's an old folk. Like senior citizen.
Yeah, no, he's a grown, he's grown, but he still looks about it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I was surprised at like how wide he is as a person, like how wide he is. He's, even his feet are massive. He's built.
He's not that tall though, is he?
No, he's not that tall at all. He's like 5'10". Yeah.
He's probably shrinking a little bit. You know that starts happening when you start hitting 60.
He's about 5'10", but he's just this way.
Broad.
Broad. And he still looks like he can run into you and crush you down. But I mean, doesn't mean he should be fighting Jake in the middle of Texas.
To be honest, I'm just gutted, to be honest, because like you say, it's like, as much as I love what Jake Paul's done, you know, we're talking about Iron Mike Tyson. Like, I don't want him building himself on a great like Mike Tyson. You know what I mean? The thought of him potentially, I mean,
can we just admit it right now?
Yeah.
Because there's a little bit of a debate on the internet about, he's just going to have a move around. It's going to be a friendly spot. Like, can we just get this straight? Have you not been paying attention to Jake Paul?
Exactly.
He is a ruthless motherfucker who wants to iron out Mike Tyson and stand over his lifeless body with his arm in the air as if he just KO'd the real Prime Mike Tyson. Cut the fucking shit.
Damn, Jake Paul.
No, he doesn't give a fuck. He doesn't give a shit. It's like when the bitch at the end of Game of Thrones goes crazy, man. Have you not been paying attention? He's always been this person. Jake Paul is going to act like he's just KO'd the real Mike Tyson in his prime.
100.
And he doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah, but also, you say they could be having a friendly move around, that is only if Mike Tyson wants to have a friendly move around. Because I'll tell you what, if Mike Tyson comes out there and starts trying to take off Jake Paul's chin for a couple of rounds, what, Jake Paul's still going to think, oh, well, no, you know, you're an older bloke. No, he's not.
Jake's going to go straight for the kill.
He's going to try and go back at him. But I'll tell you what, yeah.
It's like, on Netflix. Netflix aren't paying big money to see a friendly move.
He wants a Nate Robinson, Ben Askren.
He wants a highlight.
He wants one of them. If he can get it, he will go for it and he'll feel no way.
So if we look at Jake Paul's record, where's Mike Tyson, or this version of Mike Tyson on it? Like, because we can say about his age, but actually when you look at it, I think maybe Tommy Fury in terms of where he's at, and it's mad that we're even having this conversation, but Tommy Fury in terms of where he's at, like in his age and whatnot, Anderson Silva, I still think had a bit to give, but Mike Tyson's one of the better, but even this current old man version of Mike Tyson, still one of the better ones, he's full.
The power doesn't leave you. It's the last thing to go.
He's got sciatica.
Let's not forget, Mike fought Ray Jones, remember?
When we say fought though, it wasn't proper fighting, was it?
No, but I don't think that was like up to their minds. I think that's what they could do.
I felt like he went light on Roy Jones because when he was hitting Roy, I think there was an acknowledgement of he could fuck Roy up if he wanted to in that fight, personally.
Do you think though? Because when you look at that, right, I was worried for Mike Tyson when that fight got made. Like Roy Jones Jr., all right, bearing in mind there was some fights in there that we all probably felt sad to watch because we're thinking Enzo Macronelli beating Roy Jones Jr. Like you almost don't belong in a ring with Roy Jones Jr. and you're beating him. But when you look at it, Roy Jones Jr. was fighting at a much higher level than maybe like a casual fan might realise until a lot longer. Like he fought Denis Lebedev probably like 6 years before he fought Mike Tyson. 6 years sounds like a long time, but it ain't 25 years like Mike Tyson had been out of the ring. Do you know what I mean?
That's what Mike Tyson said in an interview. Why is everyone worried about Roy Jones? I'm the one who's not been in the ring for so long. So it was
Roy was a favourite in
but you were right, but in reality, when we seen them, it was obvious who had juice left and who didn't. And maybe that was because of the juice. Yeah. I don't know. But like,
I hope he's allowed juice.
I hope he's allowed more juice than fucking Tropicana because he should be. But when he was saying to Joe Rogan, when I was doing all those pad videos, I could barely fucking get out of bed for a week after.
Oh,
that's because you're in your 50s, mate. Yeah. Do you know if Mike Tyson was 50 years old coming into this, I'd be like, actually, you've got a fucking chance. But at 50, nearly 60, you're so close to the old people.
It shouldn't be happening, really.
And you know what the question is, guys?
Shouldn't be happening.
When was Mike Tyson Iron Mike? What years was he Iron Mike?
It wasn't even in the 2000s.
Last Iron Mike's probably like 96.
Probably 94, 92.
Mate, he said in 2005 after his last fight, Bruno, I'm done. Yeah, I don't have it anymore. That was in 2005. Imagine we were just someone jump out the future and be like, by the way, in 20 years, you're going to still think you've got it. He thinks he's got enough for Jake. Yeah. I think he doesn't rate Jake that high. But also, let's not kid ourselves. We all know Mike was robbed blind in his prime when he should have been a billionaire. And now he's probably been offered a fat check by Netflix and he's going, you know what? I've got money, but I don't have that kind of money.
Yeah. And also, like, you were speaking to Carl Froch the other day. A lot of these ex-fighters will be looking at the likes of Jake Paul, any of the Misfits guys, any of the YouTube guys. I mean, look, if Wayne Rooney is texting Eddie Hearn when he's drunk saying, give me KSI, I can guarantee you that Mike Tyson will be watching Jake Paul headline events and thinking, I could chin ya. And I think that that's the mentality that he's got to go in there with. He's got to go in there and think, right, I might be able to get through two rounds here and be able to throw bombs for two rounds. Let's hope I knock him out in them two rounds. And I'll tell you what, if Mike Tyson comes out there and tries to do it and fails, I'll be happy enough. I'd think, all right, well, at least you give it a go for a couple of rounds.
And I get your point. You'd respect Mike for doing that. But let's not kid ourselves. The way we all feel about Mike Tyson, he's an icon and he's a hero. Yeah. And to then see someone who we know, in if it was prime versus prime, it wouldn't even be worth watching. How does that make you feel? Because inevitably, we all agree that Jake should have too much for him. Mm. So in that moment, what will that make you all feel?
Do you know what? I think it's sad.
Sadness.
It's sad because we look at Mike Tyson's life and we feel like he's found peace now. Like, if he was still in the chaotic stage of his life, the bit where you're like, wow, and this was even after he had retired from boxing, there was like, obviously he had a lot of trauma in his life, but there was other times when you were looking and Mike Tyson was still a wild cannon type thing, then you're sort of thinking, okay, like, you've not found peace. Maybe you need this. It's like the Rocky story. Maybe you need one more thing for a bit of closure. Now Mike Tyson seems to us like he's found peace in his life. Yeah. He's got his podcasting stuff. Like,
hot boxing.
Yeah.
Hot smoking hella ganja.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He's done every drug underneath the sun.
He's got his own weed company as well. So he has got good income. But obviously this is another level of income. A good person to ask, I guess, is the man who's ranked just above Jake Paul in the actual box records. We got Vidal here. Now, look, let's assume one day you're going to be world champion. We all believe it. We're all behind you. You will make a lot of money, God willing. But let's assume this was you, and they come to you, Netflix, and they go, yeah, you're making good money. We're going to make you a little bit more than what you'd normally make. And you have a chance to share the ring with Iron Mike Tyson. It's going to catapult you to a new level of fame. It is going to change you.
Well, how old am I?
Let's say you're 30 years old, right? Yeah. That's a few years away.
Yeah.
Would you take it?
No. Not against a 57-year-old Mike Tyson. 58 by that time. Or however, 61. However old he'd be, but no, I couldn't do it. It's just because for me, I just couldn't prepare for that. I just would be like, what am I doing? Like, what? I was raised better than that. I just wasn't raised in that way to pick on old men. It's just not how we do things. We look for competition. We look for the danger. Can you offer a danger? Can I shut your danger down? Not to pick on OAPs. That's just not my method. Do you know what I mean?
Have you seen that quick OAPs bruise that they fall over?
Yeah.
Bro. How long that bruise stays on?
That's the thing I'm thinking. A lot of people are going, the power's the last thing they go. And I'm like, that's true. Do you know what does go very early? The chin, though. Yeah. And I remember watching fucking Resistance. Chuck Liddell in his prime in Tito Ortiz.
And it was sad seeing Chuck Liddell out of his
prime. That was sad. Yeah. Bro, that was one of the saddest things because Chuck in his prime had a granite chin and was just mean motherfucker, straightforward, and he's going to kill you. But then when we seen him in his early 50s, not even Mike's age, when you see him take one shot and you're like, oh no. Like, and then imagine, that was Tito Ortiz, by the way, in front of him. Imagine you had like Jake Paul, 27, who can fucking hit.
The problem child.
Yeah.
Problem child.
Do you remember what, no one's gotten Mike Tyson's problem child.
Holyfield, when he fought Vitor Belfort.
It'd be like that, potentially.
Yeah. And I just watching Holyfield and I'm like,
yeah.
What happened? Like, no way, man.
For the time.
Yeah. And I can see him trying to bang the moves, but his body just can't bang the moves.
And remember, Mike Tyson style, head movement.
It's a youthful style. Yeah. Athletic, youthful style.
It needs energy.
It's not like a Bernard Hopkins.
Yeah.
It's someone who's just an IQ genius and slows the fight down to 0.25 speed. This is a man that had his success as an athletic being, as a specimen. And then now he's supposed to try and pull off those moves at 57 years old. Get through the camp if he decides to do a camp. Because imagine you got a 57-year-old in camp breaking their body down.
So are you saying, categorically disagree with Jake taking this fight?
I don't disagree with it because I understand from his perspective.
Well, you're thinking about the bread, that's why.
I get why he's doing it, but you know, me personally, and like Vidal saying, as a boxing fan who's watched like people like Sir Iron Mike before looked up to him, like, it's not nice. We don't want to see him getting beat off Jake Paul. Like, it's just would be a sorry sight. I just don't want to see it.
Do you know what I think, right? This sounds like a really weird analogy. It's a bit like getting a tattoo when you're young, yeah? You don't know whether you're always going to want that tattoo. Jake Paul's only 27 years old. What he's doing here is permanent. If he knocks out Mike Tyson, it's permanent. Everyone's going to hate him forever.
And you're making that choice
when you're 27 years old.
He cares.
No, he might not care, but he might care one day.
He should.
He might care one day.
You've made
he's
a great
27.
Analogy there, because that's what I said. My first thought was, we'll never forgive you for this as a group, as a community. It doesn't matter what you do. Yeah. You could save children from cancer, bro. When you knock out Mike Tyson, it's a feeling that will never leave people, because it's going to be sad, man. And that's the thing that's hitting me in my head now. Because as someone who's known Jake, you know, not exactly a close friend by any means, but I've watched him grow up. Mm. I admire what he's done up till now. But it's one of those things where I'm like, how can I admire you beating up a man who, if you were the same age as him, he would rip your head off? How can I admire that? I can't admire it.
It's like when Larry Holmes was beating up.
You've just read my mind there.
Can you explain that? Because there's young lads who don't know the history.
So Muhammad Ali is everyone's idol. He's everyone's goat. You know what I mean? He's the one that opened the door for everyone to come after him.
Mm-hmm.
And Larry Holmes was his sparring partner even. So he was someone that was in the camps with him and helping.
A younger guy,
bring him through the youth, you know what I mean? Showing you the ropes. Got to a point where Larry had to fight him for the title and he battered him. And no one's ever liked Larry Holmes since that day.
Yeah.
And this guy is one of the best jabbers, if not the best.
Yeah.
One of the best heavyweight champions ever. His name is in stone with heavyweight champions.
Can we say the ironic thing? Who avenged Muhammad Ali?
Mike Tyson.
And there's this fucking beautiful moment where Muhammad Ali comes into the ring and just before the fight, and he goes over to Mike and he goes, get him for us, will you? And then there's this moment where you can see Mike Tyson's like, I'm going to run through this motherfucker like a hot knife through butter. And I mean, that was history right there. And, I feel like it's going to be a bad moment. Like,
this is worse. This is going to be worse for Jake than what his brother did back then.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
It's going to be like Logan managed to shake that off. I think the boxing, the events, how the history went, he did shake it off.
Well, let's be honest. What are the main criticisms of Jake though? It's like you fight weaker people than you. They're either much less skilled, much smaller. They're MMA guys. You're never going for the even fights. And when you do go for the even fight in Tommy Fury, you're lost. That's the criticism, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the way around that isn't to go and batter a 58-year-old guy, is it?
This is a low.
Yeah.
This is a low. Like, what you're just saying now, I get it, and there's a lot of people that would throw that at him, but do you know what, man? When Jake Paul was taking on Tyron Woodley, Nate Diaz, I ain't got too much of a problem with it.
That's good.
You know, you was actively fighting not that long ago. Anderson Silva's a little bit older, so that's a little bit different, but at the same time, not got too much of a problem with it, whereas this one is the one where you're like, mate, that's like you say, that's everyone's uncle, that's everyone's granddad. Yeah. That's like,
And let's not kid ourselves. You didn't finish Nate Diaz. You didn't finish Anderson Silva nearly 50 years
But old. Then does that not make you think, mate? Like, you're talking about the fact that Mike Tyson did it for boxing when he beat Larry Holmes. I know people don't think it's likely, but just on the off chance that Mike Tyson does go in there and in the first... Mike Tyson, if he can replicate what he could do on the pads, and we were saying that he couldn't get out of bed for a week after. So, but if he can replicate 3-4 times what he can do on the pads, just 3-4 times, give it a go with getting in there quick against Jake Paul. If you can chin him in the first round, Mike Tyson's come back 30 years later and done it for boxing.
That, you know what? What you've just said there is why I'm watching.
Yeah.
Like, and it's one of those things where why a lot of people watch work, because the hate for Jake is going to go up and the love for Mike is going to go up. And we are all going to care. Look, we clearly fucking care.
Yeah.
So that's one. The key ingredient is you make people care, and that's what they've done. It's just, I like you've just said with the bad tattoo analogy, I don't think the long-term repercussions have been thought through here.
No, it's a cash grab. Definitely no long-term repercussions. This is about now.
Mm.
This is about what we can make now, what's going to make people talk, what keeps us all in tune with what Jake's doing next. And this definitely worked.
But I mean, Jake's wicked.
He won in that week.
He'll probably say, oh, we're doing 10 rounds.
Yeah, he would do something cruel. Rehydration clause. 57-year-old man.
No.
What do you think about the way it's being marketed, right? For example, Jake Paul put out a video saying, I got sent, my trainer sent this. Are you sure you want to do it? And he said, that was from 2 weeks ago. And then the community notes, Twitter goes, 4 years ago, actually. And then they've got the poster. It's Mike Tyson from 20 years ago. They've superimposed the new tattoos on him. Like, they're trying to act like Jake is some sort of underdog here and market it in a way. Is it in bad taste?
Super bad,
man.
Because even after sort of Mike came out of prison, that was on his downhill slope.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
All the way back then.
I was even born.
Hair was grown out.
Before I was even born.
Come on, man. How long have we been saying, oh, Mike messed up his career, he wasn't disciplined when Costamato passed away?
The only way this doesn't seem that mad is if there's a lot of, like, recordings or messages of Tyson chatting the Moho Smoke saying, I want you next because you can't do nothing to me, even at this age. We'd still feel
I've got to see something like maybe a picture of Mike Tyson and Jake Paul's mum.
in high school or something. Like, something disrespectful or mad. Like, for there to be a reason.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, for there to be a real reason. Yeah.
Like, it's true. My mom's bum or something.
Yeah. There has to be some real running history.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I have to avenge I have to avenge this.
I'll tell you who will be absolutely gutted. The Furies. Tommy Fury wanted Jake Paul. John Fury apparently wanted Mike Tyson. Them two have just got together and fighting, and they're just left out in the dark.
Well, as they should be. Yeah. Honestly, like, they've been bumming off people enough, right? It's about time they actually got off their own backs and actually did something. Like Joe Egan's offered Big John, he doesn't want to know.
Yeah.
Like, and then obviously Tommy is calling out Conor McGregor. Mate, Conor McGregor doesn't even know who the fuck you are, mate. Yeah. Conor McGregor would rather fight me than you bum. You know what I mean?
He hasn't even chosen.
At least he knows who I am.
He hasn't chosen someone in his own weight division.
Mate,
like, Conor McGregor's
Tommy should have some shame, because you've been talking like you're an actual boxer and you're now calling out Conor McGregor.
I think Tommy knows exactly what he's about, what level he's at. He's just trying to make money for his family. That's all he's doing. He doesn't believe in his ability. Like, he's been forced into the boxing from his dad, because as was seen in a lot of his fights, John Fury was like a puppet and Tommy was just sat there and his mouth was moving. So it's just like, yeah.
What question for, like, influencer boxing, right? Because obviously you were there at the very start of it all. So was I. So was Leon. And obviously now you're involved in it as well, mate. You're literally fighting on Misfits. What does this mean for KSI? Because for a long time, it's been, when is the Jake versus KSI fight coming? And now, that seems further away than ever. And to be, the one, I want to be totally honest here, because I'm like, plus JJ is a mate. I feel like Jake's move right now has elevated him to a new stratosphere where he has left influencer boxing firmly behind. And I don't know what KSI does next. I mean, there was chat about Wayne Rooney fighting. Now that all of a sudden seems a bit like small time compared to this.
He shouldn't even be worrying about what to do next. That's how I look at it. He shouldn't be fighting normal.
Yeah.
He shouldn't be fighting normal. He should have fought Logan like he did the second time. Obviously, a new wave began because of the whole Misfits and everything like that. Cool. You came back. You gave the people some fights. You built yourself up to fighting a pro boxer who should be fighting me.
Yeah.
When I'm training JJ in gym box, we're training him. We're not thinking he's going to go fight someone like Tommy before I ever did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
KSI proved a lot.
Yeah. Like, you've done what you needed to do. The only fight you should be getting out of bed for is Jake. That's it.
But here's the problem. If KSI deep down in his heart really wants that fight still.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Jake should, in theory, be making ground up now. He should be improving. Although his last fight, I mean, did anyone rate his performance at his last fight?
I feel like he's gone backwards a little bit. I think, like, he's regressed. Like, you see how many shots he was missing with? And guy that was in front of him, you know, he used to box at like middleweight or something. And the guy was.
It's what you said. I don't know if you said it on when we started the stream or just before, about when you knew more.
Yeah.
And it made you actually perform in a worse way when you fought Field in the second, because you knew more.
You knew too much,
when you was just fresh and can just operate, you know what I mean?
I feel like there was nothing to respect for Jake. He was taking so many risks and he looked quite sloppy. Yeah. And look, maybe there was a reason for that, because if you think about it on a business level, Jake started with Triller. He then went to Showtime and by, you know, some people's estimations, lost a fair bit of money with Showtime. Showtime now out of business. And then he goes to DAZN. And you're wondering, like, why is he fighting such poor competition in his last two fights?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, he fights an Uber driver, apparently. And then next thing you know, I'm off to Netflix and I'm fighting Mike Tyson. If you're DAZN right now, you probably feel like, fuck me.
No.
And that last event, remember, Serrano didn't even fucking fight.
Yeah,
God knows how much money they lost on that.
Jake done it on purpose. He's a mastermind. Don't underestimate this guy. It's the problem.
He's a very smart guy.
He is a smart guy.
But I mean, if you're DAZN, you probably feel like you've fucking been fleeced.
You've done him good.
Do you not think, though, like, KSI, as much as in the short term it might be a hit for him, thinking, oh, Jake's going off and doing this, if it goes the way that many people think is going to, unfortunately, and you say, right, okay, Jake Paul knocks out Mike Tyson or beats Mike Tyson, then, listen, we wouldn't disregard Jake Paul being able to pull a rabbit out of the hat and find someone else. But it's still going to be the main contender for Jake Paul to fight is KSI. And by Jake Paul's actions of going and doing that and putting himself on a world stage where guys that weren't interested in Jake Paul, like my dad wouldn't know who Jake Paul is. Once he fights Mike Tyson, my dad will know who Jake Paul is, right?
Yeah,
so then in the long term, if, and there's a lot of if, buts, and maybes, but if KSI and Jake Paul end up fighting, what Jake Paul's done here is going to add money onto KSI's purse when they fight eventually, because it's going to be a bigger fight. There's going to be a bigger pot of gold.
Depending on the numbers of this fight.
Depends on the numbers.
If it goes crazy, I think it will go crazy. The numbers will go crazy. It'll put Jake more on his side.
Yeah.
I believe so.
Yeah, it will.
But team of families.
Yeah, yeah.
Not to say like KSI, this would be massively important to him, but also, I'll tell you what, if there was ever a question of who the public are going to get behind for that fight, there wouldn't be after Jake Paul potentially knocks Mike Tyson out.
Yeah. But then again,
everyone would be on KSI's side.
If Jake beats Mike, then is Jake going to really want to drop weight? Because I think there's an issue between weight class or what weight they
fight. And Jake, this is the one thing I will give him for all that I disagree with this fight. You are going to be viewed by potentially the most amount of people in history watching a boxing match. Mm-hmm. Like that's how big, because it's so accessible, because we all have Netflix.
Yes.
It's going to be ridiculous. I mean, we remember how many millions of views Logan and KSI did because it was free on YouTube.
Crazy.
It was 20 million views.
Crazy.
This is going to make that look small. It's going to be mind-blowing. So if they do set up a KSI fight afterwards, KSI could benefit from this in a way. I'll tell you who I think might actually be interested more than ever now. I talked to him the other day, Carl Froch. Mm-hmm. Carl was saying to me, I don't really know if Jake would get in the ring with me. And I was like, ironically, I had no idea this was coming. I was like, I think he would. And I think right now, someone's got a chance to be a hero after this and to come after Jake Paul as the villain and go,
Froch should do it.
You did this to our legend. Now you got to take on a legend who's actually not completely out of his physical. Because, like, Froch is in shape. So you're going from a 60-year-old to a 45-year-old.
Yeah, he's not doing that.
Mate, there's not one part of me that doesn't believe Carl Froch, even at this age now. Carl Froch retired from boxing. Boxing didn't retire Carl Froch. Yeah. Like, Carl Froch could have had a few more fights. He's been out of it, but he's not...
His spirit isn't dead.
He's still in shape. He still trains every day.
You not see the video when he put it out? He went, I'll put your head into fucking orbit.
Yeah.
He's still... with the world titles behind him.
Froch
would
do
Jake. You were saying it won't happen, Vidal?
No, I don't think...
Why not?
It won't happen.
What do you think that calls to...
I don't know. I don't think... Carl brings that excitement that Jake and his team try and achieve with the opponent selection.
I think Carl's new and improved me. I think I'm not
that the fight wouldn't be entertaining, but just when it's posted, I don't think it would hit with that effect that Jake likes.
I don't think it would give that same shock and that same excitement. But you know, once it starts and there's the press conference and the back and forth, like Carl Froch now, I think verbally he's a lot better than he was when he was fighting. I mean, it's not going to compare to Mike Tyson.
But
look at some of these other fights that he's had. They've still, anything that he's involved with still creates a lot of hype. And like you say, when he's once he's fought Mike Tyson, he's going to be bigger than ever. So it doesn't matter who he fights, it's going to be big.
And everything is a backward step after Mike. Like you're never going to have another moment where this happens.
You can't expect to. I think this is just going to elevate him. And then in his own right, he'll just bring even more to the table on his own, regardless of who he's going to fight. But you know, you mentioned about KSI earlier. I mean, you've known better than I do. Do you not think that KSI is going to be like going away thinking, right, okay, I need to now step things up and kind of fight a big name do you not think there's going to be any level of competition to kind of
I don't know there shouldn't be, you know what I mean, there shouldn't be, like, he shouldn't wake up and think, what am I
think that you look at it from a different point of view.
I do.
You love the guy, you spent hours with him, you obviously trained him, but like the JJ is one of the most competitive, like, that's not kid ourselves. JJ set up a spar at 4 a.m. with Speed just to fuck Jake Paul's event.
Yeah.
I love the pettiness, by the way. Yeah. This is a competitive, petty rivalry that they've got where they want to outdo each other.
Yeah.
So it can't not spark some juices in JJ.
It's like low-key rivalry, isn't it? It's like, I feel as if he's so competitive, and it's like one thing which I've always give credit when I've watched KSI, and you know, in comparison to Jake Paul, like, we've seen Jake Paul sometimes blows hot and cold with his performances, and like, I don't know, I don't feel as if he's as mentally
sound as KSI. Mm. Every time I've ever watched KSI, he's got a level of competitiveness in him where I just...
He's a dog. He's ultra competitive. You know what we're going to see? JJ versus David Haye.
I think David Haye needs to come back into this mix somewhere. Every time I hear of one of these retired, I've said it to you ages ago. Every time I hear of one of these retired boxers coming back in, I'm like, mate, David Haye's one. You know what we were saying about belief?
Yeah.
David Haye's got that, and in a good way, I mean this, he's got that arrogance that even at 45, 50, David Haye will still believe. He mentioned
George Foreman coming back at the age of 45 or winning the world title. Like, you mentioned something. Yeah.
He fancied Tyson Fury not long ago, man. He's fucking mad.
I think I think if it wasn't for his body kind of, you know, not working properly. I think his body's given up on him.
But he might think,
lads, before we move on from that, for me, one of the things he should start doing, I don't know if you remember this guy. You ever heard of Randy Orton?
Yeah.
I remember Randy Orton coming to the WWE, right? And he was the young cat, right? And they called him the Legend Killer because he went and had Hulk Hogan. He went for all of them. You're Jake Paul now, you're the Legend Killer. You literally have to go on a tour and go after all these legends. Mate, you're signing up to knock Mike Tyson out. You've signed up now. You need to go full bastard.
I didn't watch this, but was that not when they were like just towards the end of the career?
They were OAPs then. They were hulked up
He came in and said, right, all you old guys, I'm taking you out.
But this is what Jake has kind of been accused of anyway, but now he's got to lean into it. You know what I don't want to hear? I don't want to hear from Jake, it's an honour to share the ring with Mike Tyson. I don't want to hear that, mate, because you want to knock him out. So don't tell me it's an honour because you want the man fucking lifeless on the floor. So that's not bullshit, anyone.
Jake's pretty much digging them out the ground when they've already been buried and trying to pull them up.
Have you seen the meme of Muhammad Ali's grave saying that the next opponent of Jake Paul, he's going to dig him up?
I seen it.
Genuinely. That is literally what we're talking about. So yeah, like, be that condom.
Yeah.
What about JJ versus De La Hoya?
De La Hoya,
I'd watch the fuck out of that.
I love that one.
Maybe that's the one.
Nah.
De La Hoya's still active, he's still making money.
De La Hoya needs money always.
JJ versus De La Hoya,
he's another guy who's found a personality after boxing. Like, he's a
legend.
I mean, he's a funny guy.